Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Always a little wary on Wide Open Wednesday. And by the way, which takes longer, getting my four-year-old out of the car or getting this show on the air? Let's go to Wide Open Wednesday. The phones are locked and loaded. And when someone's been waiting for 10 minutes before we go on the air, I'm always a little suspect because sometimes they have an agenda. Let's see what happens as we go to Sean from Salisbury, Maryland. Sean, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning. I actually have a question for you and for Rob.
Okay, lay it on us, Sean.
My office manager has been working for my company for 40 years. She is a huge Elvis fan, and she has never been more than about 3 hours away from Salisbury in her entire life.
Okay.
For her retirement, I want to send her to Graceland. I didn't know if you had any suggestions for things that she should see or do down there.
Can we get our friend? Is Twitch still employed there?
Absolutely.
Did he lose that gig yet?
Not yet. He's still there.
Can you give this guy some intel? Maybe.
And, well, I can also
have Twitch
reach out
to him. We've got a serious connection at Graceland. We have Mark Riddell,
right
Twitch,
to the vein,
director of publicity
this show, and he's the director of pub for Graceland. So, I mean, what advice do you have, Rob?
I would say, first off, send me an email, and I will make sure that Mark knows you're coming, and we'll see what we can do as far as that goes. But just Graceland is very, very much, you know, you pay for the tour and you see everything. But here's what you need to do
smell.
In Memphis.
I like the smell. More
it is, anything. And they sell it now in an aerosol spray.
Oh, also tell her to go in August.
The best time.
Oh, yes.
That's when it's the most comfortable.
Pack your woolens. Don't let her miss Sun Studios. That's not allied with Graceland. They won't tell you about it. Sun Studios is a better tour than Graceland in many ways.
Didn't Jerry Lee Lewis record there?
Oh, yeah, too? And Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and everybody. It's a fascinating tour, and you get to actually get into the room where Elvis recorded. So do that. And also, Beale Street, Rendezvous for Barbecue. It's a wonderful city, a very friendly city. And don't miss the Ducks. They got Ducks at the Peabody Hotel.
Go to the Peabody Hotel like mid-afternoon, like 2 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Is it 4 o'clock?
For the marching of the Ducks.
Do you really remember the exact time?
I believe so, yeah. I think it was 4.
I want verification that it's
4
o'clock.
It's part of Peabody lore.
It is. It's part of Big Hotel.
So here's what they do in Memphis, this sticky, hot southern city of Memphis. They have these ducks that they keep in cages where they're expanding their livers up on the ceiling. Oh,
they serve them at the
roof,
cafe?
Up in the roof, and then they take the elevator down, and then they march out into the fountain.
Right.
Kids gather around, and it's real special. It's a nice hotel to stay at. We stayed there one time after I got tired of staying at the No-Tell Motel. And and then, Beale Street is fantastic with B.B. King's and all that. By the way, Sean, are you just sending her or are you going with her?
No, I am going to send her and her granddaughter.
Okay. All right.
That's
so she's
nice.
Going
Damn
with her granddaughter.
It.
And she's been been working there for 40 years. How old is the lovely lady?
Mid-60s.
Mid-60s. She'll have a great time. It'll be a perfect trip for her.
I feel so bad. The Ducks enter the fountain at 11 a.m. and leave the fountain at 5.
I love Rob definitively going 4.
I seem to remember 4, but you know what?
No, it wasn't 4. Well, I thought it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 11 in the morning?
11, and they stay in the fountain all day, and then they go back up at 5.
And then they march back to the elevator.
Yeah. You know, I think why I thought 4? Because of the fantastic bar in the hotel lobby that we did spend
some time at. That was a happy hour special?
Yeah, we spent a good time there.
Yeah, the small little bar.
Come drink and see the Ducks.
Yeah.
You're a good guy. Sean, you're a good guy.
Very nice.
And she's lucky to have you as a coworker. And does that work for you?
That's awesome, and Rob, I will send you an email.
Thanks. Remember the motto of Graceland, which is, please exit through the gift shop.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Will in Spokane, Washington. Will, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning. You're another person that has been waiting patiently while we got off the aircraft carrier this morning. How are you?
I'm just driving home from work, so I got nothing better to do.
Got an overnight shift?
I do.
Ooh, that's tough. You sound tired. You sound wiped out.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Well, I had a viewing suggestion for you, Mike.
Full 1-0. Full 1-0.
You got a I'm dart sorry. In your neck.
Go ahead. What?
Viewing suggestion.
Please.
For you. Well, when you're messing around on the old YouTube there, check out End of the Pride. It's like a documentary about this fella. They're going to do these safaris in Africa, and he has to acclimate the lions. So he's walking around with these lions with like a shepherd's crook. That's all he has. They run at him, and he hollers at them, and it is insane.
And so the guy, like, risking life and limb to be in the middle of the lion pride?
Yeah, because if the lions are aggressive to people, though, the country's going to kill them because they want to be nice to the safari, you know, when they're driving through there. So everyone's like, oh, look at the lions. Any of the mean ones are going to get shot. So he's out there trying to acclimate them to humans sleeping in his little pup tent. And all the cameramen are just like, this guy's insane. Because they're up on top of the truck, you know, so they don't get eaten. But
all right. Hey, Will, get some rest. Let's go to Jenny from Maryland. Yeah.
Can we send Will to Graceland?
I don't know.
No
Jenny,
lions.
You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, Jenny.
Doing yes, great.
So I am from Maryland, but I'm actually driving through Rob's neck of the woods for a meeting this morning. So I thought I would call in and say hello.
There's nothing like morning in Leesburg. Beautiful, crisp April morning in Leesburg. What's the temperature in the Leesburg region this morning?
44 on my car.
Look, as the sun comes over the sheets.
Yes, exactly.
Gorgeous.
I also wanted to see if I could do a birthday shout out to my
sure you can. That's what is Wide Open Wednesday if you can't say happy birthday to somebody by calling in.
So today my sister Nita, who's as big a fan as I am of the show, is turning double threes. She's 33 today.
Nice.
Double threes. Did you say her name is Anita?
It is just Nita, N-E-T-A.
Nita. Mm. Nita, she's 33. I have to ask I have to ask questions like I would ask if I was an older father. So is she married? Is Nita married?
She is married, and I love my brother-in-law, Patrick. He's wonderful.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you're very close to your sister. And what's the age step? Are you the older or the little sister?
Oh, I am significantly older, Mike.
Significantly older. Oh, that's like if my sister was here, I'd say, well, that's like my sister with me. She's 7 years older than I am.
Yes. And
that gets more fun the older you get.
Yeah. Would your sister ever call a radio show to wish you a happy birthday?
Good question.
Just this one every year.
Oh, that you know what? Nice. How sweet is that, Jenny? I like you. I wish can we do anything for Nita?
Would you like a meet and greet with Rob Spiewak?
How would you like? How would you like to meet up with me at Costco? We have a Potbelly. We have a Panda Express. We've got everything.
Everything.
What time do you get home from work? I'll be there.
There you go,
Nita. I mean, Jenny. Say happy birthday to Nita for us, and I hope she has a wonderful birthday. I'm really making an effort to take the calls in sequence.
For a second, I felt like Stefan. The hot new place in Costco is called the Snack Bar. It's got everything.
This is Rick in Concord. He calls every week, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Rick. I think we're going to be regaled with song now. Yes. Hi, Rick.
Free booze. It's that thing where listeners, not unlike myself, send in libations to the show for their cooler.
What's the word?
Free booze.
Word of the day with nickname Rick.
Worth it.
Thank you, Rick.
We got a bunch of free soda, Mike.
Yeah.
We did.
We got a Blue Sky soda. I don't know where this comes from. There was no note, but multiple iterations of root beer, including this cane root beer, which is delicious.
Is it good? Can you hold that up to the camera for me so
please,
I can
pass
see?
It along.
It looks like a microbrew, but it's soda.
It's a micro boutique soda.
Let me see. Blue Sky soda.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Sky made with cane sugar. Look at that blue sky. Oh, with a big root beer barrel on it.
Yeah.
Does it say where it's like bottled or anything like that? Does it have a...
Well, we've got... Please look it up if you don't
mind.
I'm
looking it up right now.
Emily's checking out the label right there. Blue Sky soda. That's exciting. Oh, we have Con. From Middletown, Con.
We have Con
from Middletown, Virginia. Con, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. By the way, did we mention it's Wide Open Wednesday and the phones are open at 888-920-MORE? That's 888-920-6673. Con, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Con.
Just a public service reminder, there's only 250 days left till Christmas, so get your shopping book together.
Well 250 done. Days. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, what am I going to do?
Right around the corner. Late?
You better hurry.
Is that the only reason you called, Con?
That is it.
Okay, thank look you. At that. Thank the you guy loves much. Christmas. Why not? Mm-hmm.
Sure. Hey, that doesn't bother me. That's fine. Hit and run. John, Wichita, Kansas. Oh, I always get nervous with Wichita. Always nervous. Lots of hate in Wichita. But hopefully it's not from you, John. Good morning.
No hate here at all. Good soda attaboy. Pop morning to all three of you.
Good, good. Hi. What can we do for you, Johnny?
Yeah, you might remember me. I called a few weeks back with a call that sounded like a pitch. And now I've called back to apologize for being so cagey and to go ahead and give you the quick pitch if you
okay.
have time.
Okay. That's good. You know what? I love honesty. I love right up front. Give us your pitch, John. What is your idea?
All right. Mike, you'd say it's fair to say that you have a bit of a love-hate relationship with social media.
I do. Absolutely.
Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, my question for you is, what if there was a better way for you to communicate with your fans? So that the next time you wanted to spontaneously share something with your fans on Facebook or Twitter,
right?
Instead of, and you know, with that, you have to pick up your phone, you got to open up Facebook or Twitter,
right?
And you got to
exactly.
type whatever's
right.
on your mind,
right?
And then click share or tweet, and
okay,
then moments later.
Get to the point. I know
right,
what I have to do.
Right.
Now get to the point. Get to the point.
The elevator's just opened. Okay. Mike got off.
All right. What if you had another option where you could pick up your phone, and instead of typing what you want to say, you could record your voice saying what you want to say, and instead of people reading what you typed, they could hear what you said.
Hold on, Oscar's shaking his head. What's going on? Hold on.
Listen
hold
to me. John. It's called a podcast. We do it every day.
Yes.
No, this would be like a new social media platform that allows you to communicate vocally instead of typing.
You can record that on your text right now and mass send it
is
to
this,
anyone you want.
Is this where I would post audio, or would I post text from audio, like voice recognition?
No, you would post audio. They would hear your voice instead of reading what you type. They would hear you say what you want to say instead of you.
All right, here's what I need you to do, John. I don't think it's a bad idea. What I'd like you to do.
You can do that now. You can record.
Why don't you just calm down? Just let me handle this.
Tell me.
Wait, we just
you can't do that now.
Don't be fussy. It's like Vine.
Right. Here's what I'd like you to do. I need you to contact my assistant, Matthew Elias Bloom. And send that along. I don't think look,
we could
I
be
like
wrong.
All ideas.
I don't
you know
think
what
I'm
like, John.
It the right way.
You know what I like, John? I like somebody that's Oscar. Calling us on Wide Open Wednesday and thinking about the show. That's what I care about, and that's what I appreciate.
I think
John.
I know John. Do. Have we talked, John, offline?
No. You asked me last time I called. You told me to send you an email, which yes. I did. It's dated April the 2nd.
I read it, and I didn't respond for a reason. I appreciate
oh,
that.
God.
Thank
all
you,
right. John.
Okay, Oscar. Ask yes. me any question about it. We can talk it through.
I don't have time
John,
for that.
John, do it. Do it off air. Do it off air, John. Thank you very
I'll call
much.
You, John.
We got him. John,
and by the, I call
this guy's a problem.
Oh my God! Hold on. I know he might
Can
be a
email
problem.
Email Matt.
Yes. What? Yes. Email.
Email Matt.
Email.
Email.
Yeah. Email. Email
Matt.
Matt. Email.
At MichaelMaraShow.com.
Right. Or talking to your phone and send
we
it
have
to
no,
him.
Excuse me. We have no time for this. We need to go make some money. It's time to get into the market and take advantage of a windfall. Get ready to make some money. It's time for Mo's stock tip of the day. Mohammed from Woodbridge, what is your stock tip of the day? This is a dumb show. Go ahead, Mohammed.
UPS.
This has been Mo's stock tip of the day.
I thought it was going to be John's thing.
By the way, the phones are open. You're being lazy this morning. 888-920-6673. It's the way the whole damn
so
week is gone.
You just talking to your phone?
I know.
How does it work? I don't understand.
I don't understand.
He just described a cassette deck.
Kevin from Corpus Christi, Texas, a beautiful part of the nation. Go ahead, Kevin. What can we do for you?
Hey, Mike. I just want to know what you think about that woman that killed her husband and headed on down to Fort Myers, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Killed the woman
yeah,
for ID.
My boy, yeah. You know, we didn't talk about that, Kevin. That is a they've got video all over the news down here. Lady kills her husband, mm-hmm. shoots her husband to death, comes down to Fort Myers Beach, Florida. This is the theory they have.
Okay.
Now, first of all, I don't understand how they have the theory when they really haven't. I don't understand when they haven't really caught the lady yet. But Here's the way it goes. The lady befriends a woman at a Fort Myers Beach bar. Correct me if I've got this wrong, Kevin, but I believe that's what it is. She befriends a lady at a Fort Myers Beach bar, murders her to take her identity, and then hits the road, and then she they don't know where she is. She could be in your state in Texas right now.
Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah, it's scary, and they haven't found her yet.
Wild
and she
is
looks
that?
Like, by the way,
this has been a big story here for the past week. So they've been
Kevin, she is the type of woman, and I've seen pictures of her, and I've seen the video. If that woman walked up to me in like a parking lot and asked for help, I'd immediately give her help. She looks as nondescript and as non-murdering as anyone you would ever see. It's
but
really
the most, what the most horrifying thing is she probably went to that bar and had to size up someone who looked reasonably like her so she would match on photo ID. So the next time a fat guy comes up to me, I'm going to be scared as hell.
She's sitting at the bar laughing with her and stuff, and she knows she's going to murder her. I mean,
oh,
unreal.
My God.
And why can't they, by the way, why can't they catch this bird?
Yeah.
I don't understand this, why they can't get this
has
lady.
Has no one
I mean,
fought that?
Has any? Come on now. I'm Charlie Brown. I'm Irv Havergan. yeah, Kevin, stay on the lookout, and if you catch her, call us. Oh, your phone.
Maybe he called her.
He killed the phone.
Whatever. We are going to the island of Jamaica now.
What?
And it says Mother O'Brien. I believe that is Dan O'Brien's
mom,
who is calling us from Jamaica, man. Hello, Mother O'Brien. What are you doing down there? Are you smuggling marijuana?
No. No, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to send some warmth up to you guys. I heard it's bitterly cold up in the D.C. area, and I know it's bitterly cold in New Jersey.
Yes. So, Mother O'Brien, are we having a New Jersey respite from the cold and rain and snow and enjoying time down in beautiful Jamaica?
I'm on a working vacation, so to speak. My husband and I are away for our 30th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that is sweet.
You sound just like my next door neighbor. You really do.
Did
it's a working vacation.
There did Danny send you anything for your anniversary?
Well, it's not technically till the end of the month, so he has time to get his act together.
What would you say the chances are that about the day before your anniversary, Dan is going to say, I'm going to send you something, and then it never shows up?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Very good. All right.
I love
Mother
Dan
O'Brien,
and his mom.
Enjoy your time. Anything special planned? You going to go on a zip line? You going to have a mainline some of those foo-foo rum drinks? What's the big plan for your island vacation?
Foo-foo rum drinks. Been doing that since I got here on Sunday. Haven't stopped that. Zip line, if hubby wants to do that, he's fine. I'll be just sitting by the ocean with the rum punch.
Enjoy yourself.
Yay,
happy anniversary. To you and Mr. O'Brien, and we'll still try to keep your son out of trouble up here in Washington, okay?
Thank you very much. I feel much better now.
God bless you, Mrs. O'Brien. You're our favorite intern's mom. Thank you very much. I hope she has a fantastic time.
Sweet.
And hey, you know what? Why not wrap it up with Mother O'Brien as we try desperately not to have Chris Freights fire him? All right. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Everything's fast now, and it's totally unreasonable. The world is run by computers. The world is run by robots. And sometimes they ask us if we're a robot. Just because we're trying to log on and look at our own stuff. Multiple times a day. May I see my stuff, please? I smell a robot. Prove you're not a robot. Look at these curvy letters. Much curvier than most letters, wouldn't you say? No robot could ever read these. You look mortal, if ye be. You look. And you type what you think you see. Is it an E? Or is it a 3? That's up to ye. The passwords have passed. You've correctly guessed. But now it's time for the robot test. I devised a question no robot could ever answer. Which of these pictures does not have a stop sign in it? What?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and podcast. We've got great listeners who get it, and if you're here, you are in the know and spread the word. We are on air, on demand, and we have a brand new app that you are going to love. If you have not updated the TMOS app, you're going to love Todd Moore's new PlayaPod version of our app. It is the bomb.
Awesome.
And getting rave reviews. If you're like most people, you get the Mike O'Mara Show on your smartphone, and you got to put this app on your smartphone if you don't have it. And if you have our app, you got to update it because it is fantastic. Brand new features that will make listening to the Mike O'Mara Show even better, and we want you to do it right away. It is Wide Open Wednesday. We usually take most of our calls at the front of the show, but you can still reach us at any time. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's brought to you by Lightstream. Are you paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards? Probably so. Lots of people are. Credit card interest rates, they're killers. And here's the good news. You can refinance your debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. Credit card consolidation loans from 5.49% APR with autopay and no fees. The application is 100% online, and it's simple and painless. Once approved, the money deposited directly into your account, so you are in total control. And the best part, you can get your funds as soon as today. Mm-hmm. How does that sound? Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount, available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Always like to have a little separation between the commercial and this one. I want to talk about copy, and I
could
do this. I'll forget this if I do it after the show.
Copy.
Explain the sentence to me. Credit card interest rates will are killers.
Oh, it probably started out, I probably edited myself and said, we'll kill you, and then I changed it to are killers.
Do you post-read things after you write them, or do you just I got it done.
No,
credit card interest. Sometimes I get a sentence that I want to read, and I'm doing it on the copy. Credit card interest rates will are killers.
This copy will kill you.
That's true.
Going for that.
Or Mike will kill me. Yeah.
Yes.
Look at this. That's it. You're good for one of these a month, and it's just crazy. Credit card interest rates will are killers. What was the intent of the sentence?
Credit card rates are killers.
Rob,
the interest will kill you.
Rob's copy will kill you.
It could have been credit card interest rates will kill you, or credit card interest rates are killers. So you wanted to say credit card interest rates will kill you, but then you somewhere in that
I thought it might have been too literal.
Crown Royal soaked cerebral area. It became. I want to say are killers, and that's okay. Now I get it. All right.
Copywriters in general. Do you use Grammarly at all? That should help you.
I do all
that's
the time.
That's
Oscar.
Software. Mm-hmm. No, honestly.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, that might be. I've told you about the software. It'll help everybody.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would be really great is if when you're ready to move on, if he quits picking the scab, and then we can
I've
move on.
Given
that's
you
all
a
you want,
solution.
Though, you want to move on. But he said Grammarly. Is that a program? That
yeah,
would
it's
help,
a program.
Maybe?
It's a program.
$150 will make your life easier for the rest
of your life.
I'd love to help.
Well, this is the problem. This is the problem.
I'm in mourning today, by the way, so I want everybody to be on their very, and I'm not talking about Barbara Bush. We'll talk about her in a minute, but I'm in mourning because we had Well, last night, right before Betty Bye, we had a bit of a problem in the O'Mara household.
What? Oh, no. What happened?
Bubble passed.
Oh.
Oh.
A fish.
Oh. Dead fish.
Mm. Now, Oscar, under any other circumstances, I would commiserate with you and I would understand, but I have to say, Mrs. O'Mara had a bit of a relationship with this fish. In the morning, I would, and I am not exaggerating this one little bit, we have a little fishbowl, and by the way, don't send me emails about the fact that you shouldn't keep one of these fish in a fishbowl. I've read it.
Yeah.
I know it. I understand it. So please just leave me alone. We don't have room for a 10-gallon tank for some big beta fish.
Some saltwater tank. Is this bubble or is this?
Oh, it's like the eighth bubble.
Okay.
There have been multiple bubbles. Carla would come up in the morning. She'd say, good morning, Bubble. And she would put her finger on the side of the tank and Bubble would come over, would swim over to her. She was legitimately
Really?
There was, and I'm not lying here, a legitimate pang of sadness momentarily because Bubble didn't go well. Bubble went kind of like, and then like turned on his back like and swam around backwards.
I was going to say a day or two of sideways swimming.
Well, is that what they do? Do they do the sideways swimming?
Yeah, and then it's off to the farm.
It wasn't a day or two. It was like a half an hour.
Well, he went fast then in fish
relatively, but I read about the fish and I read about what you do and we could have probably
made a couple.
Do you ever
feel like you have too much time on your hands? Like, well, no, I think anyone that mourns a fish, and this is being real, and I love
because you're a because your soul well, is filled
I,
with gadgets.
Can I finish what I was
going
to say?
Ahead. Yes, yes.
If you mourn a fish, you mourn a hamster, and you're not the little kid that has a fish or the hamster. Your life is too good.
I think a hamster is so much more valid for mourning than a fish.
All right, let me explain where my life
has
is
a heart,
right now.
Yes.
This
blood,
is probably
yeah.
This is exactly where my life is right now. I am absolutely delighted with my very small nuclear family. This is a period of time where I truly enjoy the company of my wife and the company of my son. And I realize that my wife, I understand this.
Yes.
You know I don't have empathy a lot.
No,
but
no.
I have empathy on this particular.
You hate the world.
I hate the world. But the empathy was there. And I said, oh, that's a bummer. I know you're kind of bummed about that. That was the attitude.
That's sweet.
And then it was, how do we handle the little guy? And we make the determination to kind of let Bubble rot overnight. And then we'll address it in the morning. And my feeling is twofold,
multifold
on this particular subject. You don't deny the passing of the fish because he's four. And I want him to kind of understand
the
things.
The fish
like
is not four.
My son is four.
Okay.
We're talking about dealing with my son.
The little guy, not the little fish. His
but
son.
We don't also overblow the sadness.
No tombstone in the backyard.
Right.
And so what we determined was we would wake him up in the morning, and when he got up, if he noticed, we would mention it, but he didn't notice. And then I said, let's just deal with this. And because Carla was like more freaked out about it than I was. And we would have the momentary little bubble funeral, put him on a paper towel and dump him in the toilet and flush him down the toilet where he's going to go to fish heaven.
That's best.
And so we had a little funeral for Bubble at the toilet. And
Did you say a few words?
Yeah, I said words. Carla said some words and Michael said some words.
Oh, see, that's different,
very nice.
Mike. You're teaching your son about death. That's different.
Yeah, well, that's, I think you don't. And now, if you make it, because Carla immediately came in and wanted to do the overly sad thing. No. Wait,
yeah.
This is part of life. This is the circle of life. Because Carla was coming in. Because if you go to a four-year-old and you say, Michael,
yes,
I've got some horrible news.
Yeah.
Bubble has passed away. I said, no. I looked over and said, Michael, we got some bad news. Bubble passed away last night, but fish don't live that long anyway, and he's going to go to fish heaven. He's going to be with the other fishes. And Carlica, her eyes get wide, and she looks at me, and she gives me one of these, yeah, daddy. Daddy with the pull. And so we take Bubble over, dump him in the toilet. Michael goes off to build his little pillow fort on the couch. And no fuss, no muss. And then he circled back, and comes over to me and goes, Daddy. I said, yeah, I'm really kind of sad about Bubble. I said, that is perfectly normal to feel sad.
Shake it off, son.
Bubble,
circle of life.
That's right.
Maybe it's best you don't.
Back to zero.
That's
it. Yeah. I don't think he should even be with people
like
or fish.
Oh, can I explain the John Mulvaney thing that I said when
please.
I called him Mulvaney? This is the truth. And they had a thread on this, and I have to cop to this. I watched, when did I watch it? Probably Sunday evening. I watched the TiVo'd version of Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And Daryl Hammond introduced John Mulaney as John Mulvaney. Mm-hmm. And I said, I thought he was Mulaney, but I guess he's Mulvaney because the announcer, the slacker announcer for Saturday Night Live, introduced him as John Mulvaney. And then when I heard that that was what had happened, I thought it was shtick. And then later in the day, there's a post where Daryl Hammond reached out to John Mulaney and apologized for screwing his name up. Now, you've seen Daryl Hammond interviewed on talk shows. Daryl Hammond is not a guy that sweats stuff. You can just look at him and he's kind of like, but he is now the announcer for Saturday Night Live, and he introduced John Mulaney as John Mulvaney. I put that in my head, and we had the little debate yesterday. Right. Remember when I said, no, it's Mulvaney, because I heard him introduced on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
You would think they would have gotten it right, and it was John Mulaney. And by the way, John Mulaney was hip to me 2 years, 3 years ago by my daughters. My daughter Elizabeth, who said, sit down on the couch, said, I want you to watch the entire special of this guy. And she loved, that's her favorite comedian.
Yeah.
And I really, listening to that opening clip, I have to say that I think John Mulaney may be the next, like, iconic guy. I think he's that talented.
He is so smart, really, and good. He made a misstep as Lorne gave him a sitcom too soon called Mulaney. And, I mean, he surrounded him with talent. It even had Martin Short on it, but it fell short. And I think that...
I just do stand-up. I want John Mulaney just to do...
I agree.
Carlin, like, stand-up for the rest of us. He's like, he's so observant, and he's so talented. And
his guy timing
makes me laugh.
Oh, his timing.
His timing is fantastic. And he's got a wonderful, unique delivery that's not like anybody else's. I want John Mulaney to be in the world of stand-up for a long, long time. I think he's fantastic. I will go to that show when he comes to West South Florida or Miami or anywhere around here. I want to see John Mulaney.
Mulaney
on stage
plays really. Himself in Crashing, like he does, like a good
essentially two-episode
run. And he's such a dick. It's hilarious.
Yes.
He's really, really, really brilliant funny.
Can I ask you?
Kind of androgynous, you know, he's got that kind of look where, and he makes fun of that too, that he's like a heterosexual guy with a wife, and I don't know if he's got any kids yet, but he's hysterically funny about that too.
Can I ask you a question about Daryl Hammond since you're a voice guy?
Yeah.
I was disappointed when they gave him the announcing gig at Saturday Night Live because it's such an iconic Don Pardo created voice. I mean, that turned in Don Pardo into an international guy that you knew because of the way he announced. Do you think it might have been a decent move to have a guy that sounded like Don Pardo to continue the way it sounded? But now
in
they've
that
got
particular role.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Don't you think? Yeah. I mean, it's like casting like someone like when Mel Blanc died, you still wanted Bugs Bunny to sound like Bugs Bunny.
Since you mentioned that,
yes.
You know. It's Saturday Night Live.
Very good.
If Daryl Hammond, ladies and gentlemen, John Mulaney.
Yeah, you see, that's what that show needs. That's what it needs.
I could have. Lorne, I'm out there. If Daryl gets tired of the gig.
You
got
to move to New York City.
How about this? I went, not necessarily.
No, do you know that... For the last 10 years, Don Pardo did it from his home, I think in Arizona.
Look what happened to
him. Thank
you.
Yeah,
it killed him.
There you go.
It killed him.
How spectacular would it be that it just becomes the buzz and nobody knows that it's me? And then they can speculate that it's me, you know? It's Saturday Night Live.
But you know, the show has gotten so tired now. I bet every week now they mispronounce a cast member's name.
Yeah.
And they say, see if you can spot it.
But, you know, Daryl Hammond was a voice guy and a brilliant comic actor.
Yeah, he goes way back.
Why does he need the money? Lorne likes to, I think Lorne just likes to have it all in control.
And we've slandered Lorne too many times, I think, to ever get a shot with anything.
Look, that doesn't matter at all. By the way, stay tuned for my tribute to Barbara Bush. I can come back and I can kiss enough ass to make up for any previous slander.
I agree.
That's the American way. Yep. That's the American way. How many times have you said, I hate that guy. That guy sucks. I'm not going to want. He died? Man, he was something special.
The best.
He was really something. That's the American dream right there. That's the way you do it. Speaking of Babs Bush, we will discuss that and many more things on the Mike O'Mara Show because been quite a time between Harry Anderson and all the other celebrity deaths. We'll come back and talk about Barbara Bush and the passing of that woman. And also, I'd like to talk about that plane in Philadelphia yesterday. We'll do that and lots more coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey, this is Cam Sinison, and I want to have a little heart-to-heart with you. You go through your week enjoying the Mike O'Mara Show, laughing and feeling good because of the three gentlemen behind those microphones. Well, those guys work hard for their money. Maybe you're thinking about just listening to the free daily show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription. Don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You're taking the food out of little Michael's mouth! You monster! How can you live with yourself? Robert and Julia have no decent clothes for school! All the kids will laugh at them! Oscar can't keep his technology and trendy clothes up to date because of you! Shannon's going to leave him! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow!
So if you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
author.
Listener Eric Quick coming through again. Wow. Thank you, Eric. Great job.
Nice
work. That is
work.
Awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We all have dogs. We all love our dogs. Which is why we love Whistle.
Come on.
Whistle is a device that attaches to your pet's collar. It allows you to track their location and activity from an app right on your phone. Rob has the app on his phone right now.
Yes.
And he is tracking Linus as we speak.
It says here Linus is safely in the house barking at trash blowing around in the front yard.
No, seriously. What is it? What? Come on. I'm doing
a
spot.
It
here.
Actually, it shows my Jesus. Home address, and it shows right. Linus inside the house safe and sound. It's
Thank
so
you.
Cool.
We sell. We read commercials for businesses, and they get people to purchase the product, and that's what we try to do.
But the accuracy is incredible because it actually Thank shows you. Him in my home.
I appreciate that. That's wonderful. Whistle is lightweight, waterproof. It has a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 10 days. Whistle uses GPS and AT&T's cellular network to monitor your pet 24/7 anywhere in the USA. You can even use Wi-Fi zones to monitor your pet and get notified when they leave and return to their safe place.
Mm-hmm.
And when your pet is beyond Wi-Fi range, Whistle can track your pet anywhere in the USA using AT&T's cellular network. Microchipping and tags are important for pet safety, but Whistle lets you find your dog before he's lost. Find your pet in minutes. It makes a great gift for man's best friend or the people that own man's best friend. Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation. And for a limited time, our listeners can get $25 off a Whistle device when you use the code TMOS. So go to whistle.com right now and use code TMOS at checkout. Visit whistle.com today. Whistle, the smarter way to care for your best Woo! Friend.
The best.
There is a name that I believe that we should be screaming. Before I do this, hold on. I'm sorry. I was going to do my thing, but we have a straggler for Wide Open Wednesday. David Silver Spring, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys?
Morning.
Hey. How you doing, David? You're a little tardy on Wide Open Wednesday, but that's okay. It's Wide Open Wednesday, which means we take calls throughout the entire show. What can we do for you?
I want to say all good things. I am tardy because the lines were locked for 15 minutes straight. I couldn't get in. So congratulations on that. Congratulations on the new app that I've downloaded. It's beautiful. Congratulations.
Let's applaud the app. Let's applaud the app.
The new app. And I'm happy to say I've renewed my Boner Show subscription, and I'm fiercely trying to catch up.
Thank you.
And I wanted to call and say I'm Rob did a really great segment where he was playing artists, musical artists in their early days and trying to see if anybody could guess them. I wanted to give a Billy Joel update for like 10 seconds if I could.
Okay.
So you threw in a cut from one album that Billy did when he was in a group called Attila.
Right.
And I just want to make sure. Okay, so he was in two bands before that one. So the band before before Attila was called The Hassles, and there were four guys in the band. Added Long Island, Mercury Records. They put out two albums through, I think, Mercury Records.
Right.
And the drummer, he became good friends with the drummer in that band. His name is John Small.
You know, that 10 seconds actually expired 25 seconds ago.
Yeah, Billy Joel's in a new band now since the call started.
Yeah. I'm sorry. For the non-musical.
It's the Italian restaurant verse. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
so the band broke up, but he and the drummer got together as a duo and put out one album in this.
Oh, God. Call Rob in his office. Can you call Rob in his office?
You know what? I love stuff like this, and you've lost even me, sir.
Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com, 2 B's.
Right.
And then the dinosaurs came, but they got the...
Okay, all right, thank you. That was funny.
Hey.
All right, David, you say... You
Mike, I apologize. I don't know why he thought anyone thought
that
would like
Smolar, that. That was Smolar, right?
Had
was
to
that
be.
Smolar?
Had to be.
Yeah.
Smolar!
Yeah. Okay.
Please don't email me.
Anyway.
Come on. I'm sorry.
How dare you? Oh God, where do you go after that? God, that just threw me for a loop. That really did.
Sometimes. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's not your fault. I was going to mention this before. We are so obsessed with fighting with each other and our opinions
and the grammar,
about what team and everything that we argue about on social media. When we get literally thrown in our face a true, astonishing hero, and we just blow it off. America, get your crap together. Stop rewarding the underachieving dullards in our society. We should be mentioning this name from the highest mountaintop today, Tammy Jo Schultz. Does anyone know who Tammy Jo Schultz is?
Does pilot, anyone have right? any?
Tammy Jo Schultz. Thank you, Rob. Gold star for you. Tammy Jo Schultz is the pilot of Southwest 1380 that landed her plane. Tragically, they lost the executive from Wells Fargo, the mother of two, very, very tragically, because the shrapnel broke the window and fatally injured her. But she landed this plane coming out of LaGuardia Airport, going, I believe, to Dallas, Texas. And she successfully landed the plane in Philadelphia after her left engine exploded. It, you know, in this day and age of diversity, I am an old fart who would still get on an airplane and see that there is a female pilot and probably have a little of my preconceived bigotries that I would say, oh, a woman pilot. It's not Sullenberger landing on the Hudson, but my God, and this woman's going to be forgotten within half a news cycle. Stunning.
I'll say that anybody landing a plane on one engine is heroic, right? The Sullenberger situation is full power down. You have to glide that thing onto the Hudson.
Right.
I'm probably going to be hated for this next take.
Okay.
But I'll say this. That I think we're in a space now that we shouldn't be surprised by a woman flying a plane or landing in a plane with one engine because the computer does most of the work.
And she was a...
Whether it's male or female, the computer doesn't know.
Flight training have you had, pal?
Well, it's just like when you have a power backup, the other one just says, all right, we're going to have to give all the power to the other generator because one is gone.
Joel Rogers, it's called redundancy. Out there, call in and tell us how hard it is to land a plane.
You know, it's a shame.
Explodes.
Oscar wasn't on the flight to land it. It really
is. You realize that my opinion would be as soon as that plane explodes, the engine explodes, they probably go full manual. You realize that, right?
Well,
the computer is not relevant at that particular time.
It depends on the redundancies of the plane. It looked like a fairly new airplane. Probably was upgraded.
And what about an entirely depressurized cabin? And what about the people going crazy? I'm sure the computer took care of that.
That's the training. The reps and your team on the plane, right?
What's your point?
The flight attendants did their job. She did her job. End of story.
So we should not celebrate this woman.
No, I don't think we should highlight the fact that she's a woman.
Who should we celebrate in your mind?
I think we should celebrate
Steve Jobs.
No, the gentleman who
Jimmy Fallon,
who tried to save that poor woman's life. Who's
Kanye?
By the way, her body was outside the window and pulled her back in to try to save her.
Right.
If a cabin's depressurized and you're pulling someone back in, that means you're putting your safety at risk to try to save another person.
So you're adding. Are you adding heroes or are you subtracting heroes?
I'm highlighting
you
the real hero.
Soulless, soulful
the real heroes.
Gadgets monster.
Oscar says we can have one hero, and
we
must choose.
There's, and if I'm being fair, there were men.
You're not.
Men, there were
you're
men
not,
that
you're
stepped
not,
up.
You're not being fair.
And pulled.
You're not being fair. You son of a bitch.
Pulled that poor victim back into the plane.
Now that's another hero right there.
Of course.
Ignored. Let's say, would you allow me to spotlight two heroes? Could we do that?
Because I think we have room for two.
This is unprecedented.
He's
we're allowing two heroes.
By the way, Republicans, Democrats, people that argue all the time.
If Congress went like this segment, everything would be aces.
No, I think that we don't stop and pay attention to people that do good things. And something like this, when I read the story about this woman, Tammy Jo Schultz, who was also a fighter pilot.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I've always believed that the best pilots for commercial airliners are the people that fly in our military because they, you know, they do things like training on aircraft carriers. Mm-hmm. The training's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Truly a tragedy that this woman lost her life. But at the same time, Oscar's right. They pulled this woman back in. Now, on the negative side of this, American journalism, again, I am not somebody who screams fake news. I'm not someone who's out there trying to further that narrative that comes out of different circles in politics. I will tell you this, that journalism, you have what, about 140 people on this plane?
Yeah.
You've got people on the ground already. And all we want to know is, did someone lose that? You know, is someone critically injured? There are 140 people. They're people, they're first responders. There's just no reporting done. That there is never any reporting. I wanted to know, was the woman who went through that that hole in the plane, was that the person that was fatally injured? And they just flap their gums. You have this bad camera angle. There's just, in this day and age, when there's the immediacy of this journalism, I would have liked to have more concise, clear, understandable information about the injuries on the plane. I'm curious about that.
No one was very clear.
And God forbid we get any kind of clear understanding of that.
It took hours.
It was ridiculous.
It's tough. That's tough work, and they can't do tough work. Stunning. They're very busy.
No, they can't. They can't. They're crappy journalists. Yep. They don't get on the ground and get their hands dirty and walk up to a first responder and say, by the way, did you see what happened? They just don't. It's incredible how they do that.
To back you up, I also felt like, you know, I went through a wave of trying to understand why they hadn't said if someone had passed or not passed. I said, are they trying to notify the next of kin? What's happening?
Right.
But if you just say one fatality, if that was known that happened, right?
Right.
That's horrible, that is not giving away the situation. Name of the person that was on the plane.
Yeah.
And then the other thought I had is, people have always bitched for years about sitting next to someone of larger carriage on a plane. Mm-hmm. I've rethought that completely.
You're gonna sit next to me in the aisle?
No, I'm just saying I'd rather be uncomfortable and know that I'm safer, because you know a person of larger carriage, even with the pressure at 30,000 feet, would not be sucked through that window.
Oh, they'll plug it.
Thanks, both of you. Okay, Pony and Oscar. All right, there's a little dining room set in hell for both of you, okay?
Here's what I envision.
You're seated there, and I'm going to be pouring the wine.
I'm not the only one that had that thought.
We have to break right now, for God's sakes. Come on, you monsters.
Someone has to.
You can sit in 32B. Mike and I will be in A and C.
That's right.
We'll all arrive safely.
Thought I'd have a wonderful little segment paying tribute to a pilot, and he went wee-wee all over it. We'll take
Mike,
a break.
You're a hero for doing that segment.
Yeah, watch him. When we come back, I'd like to talk about the former First Lady, Barbara Bush, 92 years young, and we lost her yesterday. We'll do that. We'll see how he screws that segment up when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, advice from Andrea.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea. You're energetic. Diabetic. Now you deserve to be treated like a queen and to have someone who knows you better than you know yourself. Let's face it, there's only one man who can give you what you need.
It's me, Dan Fanman!
And if there's one thing I know about you females, it's that you love a great fan. If you need a fan, I'm your man. Say that your old fan is rubbing you the wrong way, and I'll make sure that you get rubbed the right way. Yell up into the sky, oh holy Dan the Fan Man, I need a high quality industrial fan, but everywhere I turn, I only see overpriced fans, and you're my only hope. Like a mythical creature, I will come down from the heavens riding a giant ceiling fan, and your wishes will come true. Ciao, Bella.
That's it. Nothing about this show. It's great.
Doesn't make any sense at all. And I told them that as they were recording it. I said,
that's the way to do it.
What are you even promoting?
Yep, I love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you still trying to figure out the perfect gift for the woman who gave you everything? Fab Fit Fun has everything you need to make this Mother's Day magical. This, I have to say, FabFitFun, I have been contacted by multiple women online who have told me that they are already clients of FabFitFun.
Yes.
They are already customers FabFitFun, what is it? I'll tell you. It's a seasonal subscription box for women everywhere to discover new brands and products for a life well lived. Mom is going to love this because FabFitFun is like 12 gifts for the price of one. Goodies from lots of categories: health, beauty, fitness, lifestyle, home, valued at over $200, but you only pay $49.99. These are full-size products, no samples of anything. Many items, individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. You know what that means? If you get something you really love, bonus time for you.
Exactly.
People. We all ordered FabFitFun boxes, and I can't wait to surprise Carla with this. If you haven't signed up yet, it's not too late. Use our promo code TMOS for $10 off the editor's box. That's $39.99 for over a $200 value. Just go to FabFitFun.com to subscribe and use the code TMOS. Try FabFitFun today. Go to FabFitFun.com to subscribe and start getting the box designed for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's just $39.99 for products valued over $200. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. I am very, very excited about Mother's Day in the O'Mara household with that product, everyone.
Good stuff. And Mother's Day taken care of. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We lost First Lady Barbara Bush. I posted about it last evening, and I will tell you that nobody had more fun at her expense than yours truly. She's a public figure. But at the end of the day, I will say this, that I have to say Barbara Bush was a class act. And I think there wasn't anyone that experienced her reign as First Lady that would disagree with me. She was civility. She was dignity. She was class. Yeah. She was everything we don't have anymore in this country.
Do you remember?
And I know I sound like an old fart when I say that, but I really do believe that.
No,
really
do you remember during their inauguration parade when she ran over and hugged Willard Scott? And I said, that is such a cool move. That's a lady who is right now, literally the eyes of the world are upon her. And her modus was, oh, there's Willard. I want to go see him because, you know, it's cool. It was just so neat.
The thing about her that I didn't know, and I didn't know until I watched last night, I forgot that she was known in the Bush household with all those boys, all those obnoxious boys running around. She was known as the enforcer.
Yes. Yep.
And it makes total sense. Like, he's out there doing the CIA. He's out there being vice
president. She had to raise the boys.
Yeah.
She raised the boys on her own. This is, I don't take the greatest generation lightly because I am a child of the greatest generation. My father and mother were part of the greatest generation. The similarities between Barbara Bush and my mom are significant, simply generationally, where, you know, my mom got a telegram in World War II that her first husband had died flying off an aircraft carrier after the armistice, after World War II was over. He had been killed. Imagine what she went through. She went on to marry my father and raise a family. And there is this chip that these women had where it was fierce, fierce loyalty to their husbands in many cases. Mm-hmm. And in Barbara Bush's case, she, with the advocation for literacy, she did some good works. And you hear about how the only thing that you didn't want to do was tackle H.W., her hubby. That would get you on her bad side. She just sounds like a kind of a tiger mom, but she did it with dignity. She did it with class.
The fake pearls really resonated with me where I sat there and I said, you know what? You're the leader of the free world.
I don't think they were fake, Oscar. I think they might have been real. So who knows?
Oh, no. I read her obit this morning that she was known for that.
She
would wear fake ones because
the costume jewelry,
and she would go out of her way to let people know because she didn't care. She said it didn't make sense to spend all that money on the real thing when the costume ones would look just as good. And she was in front of the free world wearing these.
The tradition carries on. You know, our current First Lady is also proud of her fake ones.
You know,
well played.
Thank you.
It really is. It takes me back to a time. I think Republicans and Democrats are reflecting on a time when your team wasn't in the White House. You quietly went about your day, mm-hmm. and you still had respect and admiration for the people that were there. She was somebody who was not polarizing and was somebody who I think everybody was fine to have Barbara Bush as first lady. There was nothing she did at all to bring any embarrassment on the office of the president of the United States. She went the opposite direction. And she did tremendous things, like her speech at Wellesley. I felt this comes at an interesting time in America.
It does.
I feel like a lot of Americans do right now. A lot of people are saying the same things.
I don't think enough people know the younger generation about Barbara Bush.
Well, it's amazing what she accomplished by
in one term.
When you're just talking about her life and her life's work. But the support, the fierce loyalty, which is really in this day and age something that I think should be spotlighted. And everybody looks back on her. You don't know. Nobody's thinking about Barbara Bush until she dies. And yesterday the news comes through and now everybody's thinking about her and you realize what kind of person she was.
And an impact.
And that's
the
measure of a life well lived. And when I draw parallels to my own mom, who I'm thinking about a tremendous amount lately because my mom's birthday is coming up this week, you know, you reflect on that and the similarities are there with World War II, long suffering. They handled stuff on their own. They were loyal to, you know, when you talk about the travel that George H.W. Bush did with Barbara Bush, where they went here, they went there, they went there, China, this, that, all over the place. And she's just there toughing it out and doing so with dignity and with class. And we need more of that. We need that. I have faith that we can get back to Republicans or Democrats that can maybe bring that back to where, and I don't care what party it is. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I want to get back to where we get excited and we're proud of our leaders.
Yeah.
And we're not beating the crap out of each other in the most petty possible ways. And, you know, both sides are guilty of this. I just want more of, I'm feeling nostalgic. And I think a lot of Americans are feeling nostalgic today for a time when we didn't have to really worry about that crap. We kind of knew whoever was there, they wouldn't be bringing anything down on us. That's the way I look at it.
Fun fact, Barbara Bush started graying in her early 40s, and she decided to stop dyeing her hair because she wanted to be for two reasons. She was so busy, right? With the kids and the family. And then she said, look, this is who I am. I want to be genuine. I want to be authentic. If I'm going premature gray, that's who I am. Because if you were younger and you saw her go into office, even as the vice president's wife, you were like, wow, that lady, because we were ageist and you're a kid, right? But you didn't realize that she was so young when she got into office.
She had white hair forever.
Oh, yes. Classic joke on Saturday Night Live. There was a classic joke where Phil Hartman played her on the Pat Stevens show. And Pat Stevens
played her at a costume party.
Oh, many times. And your vocal impression of her is my favorite ever.
Thank you.
But he said, we really appreciate how much you support your son.
Yeah.
And it's a, you know, he's my husband.
thank you very much. Thank you very much for mentioning that, Rob.
Yeah, that's an old bit. That's an,
and really, but really, one of the times that I really did stop, I remember the first time you did it, I stopped in my tracks and looked at my clock radio because you were doing George Herbert Walker Bush. And then they said, can we speak to your wife?
Hello?
It was something where you just reflect on that, and maybe it gives us all a moment to pause and stop beating the crap out of each other with your team and my team, and it does get very, very tedious. We got one call before we go to break here, because we got to get news you may not need. Last call for Wide Open Wednesday. Ben from Reno, Nevada. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys. Just wanted to call in and say that I love you. You guys are doing amazing. You're one of the things I look forward to most during my 8-hour shift at my screen printing job. You guys make the day pass so quickly. That was all.
Thanks,
God
Ben.
Bless
thank you, Ben.
God, that is a sweet call.
Appreciate
Have a wonderful
that.
Day, and thank you very much. That's a great way to end Wide Open Wednesday. We will take a break. Safe home, Barbara Bush.
Amen.
Funerals this Saturday. I hope it brings people from both sides of the aisle together to reflect on what we were when we kind of treated everybody with a little more civility. That's the word you're hearing a lot. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with news you may not need.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. As we know by now, methamphetamines, even with a prescription, are banned in Japan. While this strange law prohibited Ponyboy from traveling overseas, I found some other weird laws that would keep other members of the TMOS gang from traveling abroad as well. Unfortunately for intern Jessica, frowning is found unacceptable in Milan. Oscar probably has no interest in Liverpool, where women are prohibited from walking around topless, unless she sells exotic fish in a store. In 1962, Germany outlawed tater tots, so you won't be seeing Rob Spiewak there anytime soon. And Adrian Garcia probably should just stay in DC. If these laws don't apply to you, then you're ready for a great experience abroad. Luckily, the TMOS app works around the world to give you the latest episodes of your favorite podcast. Be sure to download all your favorite episodes to keep you laughing everywhere you go.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018. Oscar Santana was talking about it. Oscar, now more than ever, don't we want
now
people to
now more
up?
Than
Please.
Ever.
You in particular can
yes.
relate to the fact that you want people to step up on Amazon, don't you,
we,
Oscar Santana?
We all got paid except for me this month.
You guys
buy
know that?
Your goods
did
through
you guys
Amazon.
Know that?
I did know that.
Yeah, that's what do you think?
I think he's a great guy.
Not a single thank you.
No.
No, I believe you saw a thank you text from me.
Oh, no. Well, you know, in person, a handshake would be nice.
Okay.
No.
Anyway, I think he's a hero, Mike.
To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. Super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, so start clicking. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
We were chatting about it yesterday, I believe, even off the show, about Mike looking for a new way to download digital TV content, and I said, you got to get the Roku, because I love
That's
my
why
Roku.
I got the Apple TV.
But if you go through our site, the Roku is on sale right now. For under $65, you can get a Roku that streams in 4K. The remote is the best in the business. I love my Roku. If you don't have a Roku, get a Roku and get it today.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the Roku and more at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. So get clicking, people.
News.
Boo. Amy Schumer in the news. Amy Schumer, you know, we never believe rich, famous people when they say that fame and riches are not the key to happiness.
Right.
But what do we know, right? Amy Schumer's been on both sides of the fence, and here's her insight. Here's her quote. I have become a rich and famous person, and I am no happier now than I was when I was waiting tables. That is the truth. Happiness can't start with external stuff, whether that's money or success or your body. Amy's new movie is I Feel Pretty. It opens Friday. It's about a woman with low self-esteem who...
It looks
very funny.
It looks funny because the premise is funny. A woman with low self-esteem who hits her head and suddenly believes she's the sexiest, most capable woman in the world. I might have to drop in and
have
see
Have you
this
seen
one.
The actual clip of when she hits her head? It's done so well. She falls off. She's like in a spin class. And so she falls off her bike. Then her ponytail gets caught in the spinning tire and gets yanked literally out of her head. It's great.
Amy has received some backlash from people who think she's not really unattractive enough for the part. So the movie continues to perpetuate poor body image. But she says, quote, it's not about an ugly troll becoming beautiful. It's about a woman who has low self-esteem finding some. Everyone's got a right to feel that feeling regardless of their appearance. I agree.
True.
We all struggle with low self-esteem. I certainly have. It's not our place to say who should be allowed to have low self-esteem. Good for you.
Yes.
Look, I'm coming
like
around. This might be my turning moment on Amy Schumer. So I look forward to seeing this movie. It does look like it's hysterical. DC is having a hard time getting a cinematic universe off the ground, but one thing they're reasonably confident in is the drawing power of Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn. Yeah,
yes.
You can't argue with this at all. That's why they have her as the focus of two upcoming movies, and both are expected to start filming sometime this year. The first one, obviously, Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah.
The second is a movie. I hope they improve on one.
How could
that.
They?
You can have a crappy movie and get a sequel. So
yeah, money.
The second is a movie called Birds of Prey, based on a comic about female superheroes, and this one's going the Wonder Woman route by having a female director, which Margot reportedly campaigned for. So
oh, that's
I
cool.
like Margot Robbie. I think she's talented, and I wish her the best.
Yeah.
It's still totally surreal to imagine Kanye West on Celebrity Family Feud.
Oh, no.
But he did indeed tape an episode a while back. His teammates were Kim Kardashian and some of his non-famous relatives. And they squared off against a team that included Kim's mom, Kris Jenner, shocker, and sisters Chloe, Kylie, Kendall.
Boy, I'm amazed that they were able to get them all to show up for television. On TV, they're very shy.
It was originally supposed to be the Kardashian-Jenners versus Paris Hilton and her family, but the Hiltons backed out, duh. On Ellen yesterday, Steve Harvey said Kanye was psyched to take their place because he loves the feud, and he turned out to be an all-star. Here's Steve's quote. He said, Kanye was the best Family Feud celebrity panelist we've ever had on the show. His people said, Steve, this is the most Kanye has ever smiled.
Wow.
That's cool.
Unfortunately, he said in the same interview, Steve Harvey said Kim wasn't quite at her husband's level. Steve says she, quote, didn't know nothing.
Oh, dear.
Shocker.
But isn't it great how game shows bring us all together? Famous people, they're just like us.
You grow up on them, right?
Yeah, delightful. According to a new survey, the average age when you start becoming an old person is 41. And you fully make the transition by age 57. I'm done.
Hey,
thank you very much.
How is it? Yeah, I'm transitioning right now.
This is the top 10 signs you're becoming old, which is supposed to start hitting you at 41. Number 10, saying back in my day. Number 9, not lifting heavy things. Number 8, getting hairier eyebrows. Hi, everybody.
Yes.
Number 7, misplacing your keys and glasses. Hello.
Yep.
Number 6, not knowing popular music. Hello. Number 5, groaning when you bend down. Thank you.
Yes.
All of these. Number 4, talking a lot about your joints and aches. Hello, everyone. This was written for Mike O'Mara right here. Number 3, feeling stiff. That's true. Number 2, losing hair. I'm in that one, too. And number 1, forgetting people's names. I'm all of the above. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's a good feeling, isn't it?
It's it makes you feel wonderful, and you got that to look forward to next year.
Wait.
Yeah.
It's gonna be exciting.
I call both of my kids Linus all the time.
Sweet.
Come here, Linus.
Linus, eat your tater. Rob, Jewel.
And anyway, do you ever do the thing where you run down the whole list? You go like, hey, Carrie, Linus, Robert, yep. Julia, damn it.
The coolest part of this is that it happened by mistake a few years ago. Researchers discovered an enzyme. It's a pretty big story if it's true. An enzyme at a recycling plant in Japan that had evolved to eat plastic and break it down. So scientists at the University of Portsmouth in England decided to study it. And in the process, they accidentally created a mutant version that digests plastic even faster. Plastic bottles can end up in the ocean and float around for hundreds of years, but the enzyme they made starts to break it down within days. And they think there's still room for improvement, so it could happen even faster. Eventually, they think they might be able to use the enzymes to break plastic down into its original components, which could then be used to make new plastic.
Wow.
So we wouldn't need to use fresh oil to make it. And they could potentially use it to clean up the oceans, too, which would obviously be a huge development. If things stay the way they are now, some experts say, we'll have more tons of plastic in the ocean than tons of fish. By the year 2050. This is a huge development. I'll keep you posted on that because we know you care about
it. They have to be very careful, though, because if you were to spill any of this onto Cher.
Yes.
Gone.
Die.
Gone.
Yeah, like the Wicked Witch of the West. The bad
I'm
one.
I'm melting.
And now a little something. A 54-year-old guy named Daryl Lee Campbell.
Three-named guy?
We're getting into the zone now. It's April. This will go through summer.
Sure.
Be aware of that. It's all going to come from here. A 54-year-old guy, Daryl Lee Campbell, was pulled over in Port St. Lucie, Florida. At around 3 a.m. on Thursday, when a cop saw him swerving on the highway in his pickup truck. When the cop pulled him over, he found that Daryl was only in his underwear, which happened to be funny novelty boxers that said, drunk, free breathalyzer test, blow here. Thank you, Daryl. Of course, it had.
That is funny, though.
It had arrows pointing down there. And that's some quality irony, since it turned out Daryl was driving drunk,
sure.
Although he refused to take any sobriety tests, so he didn't take any breathalyzer tests, real or double entendre style. The cops think he was probably out looking for prostitutes, since in the car they also found a ring that goes around the,
an accessory.
A bunch of condoms. and a pair of binoculars in the front seat.
Oh, man.
And it led me to today's Florida slogan of the day.
New slogan, right. Yeah.
Florida, ladies and gentlemen, come for the sunshine, stay for the famous prostitute safari. That's insane.
Hey,
what a state.
Where are you going? I'm going out looking for prostitutes.
Yes, you know, you got the condoms, you got the thing ring, and then binoculars. There's one over there. We'll take a break and come back with the audio of Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. You really
love the bonus show. A weekly flight into the shadowy world of a show that should not exist. Mike O'Mara, a forever young loner, except for working with Rob, Oscar, Pony, and a bunch of interns.
Yeah.
On a mission to champion the helpless and innocent in a world of podcasters that operate above the law. Hit Turbo Boost at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Okay.
And be Mike's kit. Buy the bonus show.
Okay. Thank you.
The Knight Foundation.
Hey, keep them coming, folks. Whether they hit or miss, I like them.
Oh, that was...
That's a hit!
You didn't like Knight Rider?
That's fine.
The old curmudgeon.
I actually did not watch Knight Rider, so what? That's probably why I didn't.
Well, you know what? When Knight Rider was on, it was Friday nights, and he was young and swinging.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, Lost in Space,
down
a review. Oh, my. OMG. Hey, the weather's out of control. One day it's 86 degrees and sunny. The next day, 48 with a cold rain. And for God's sake, snow in April? Go home, Mother Nature. You're drunk. Don't you wish there was something that you could rely on? There is. You can count on the TMOS bonus show. Every week, you can bet on an extra hour of TMOS fun, uncensored and sans commercials. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now.
When?
Yep. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. And it's our 3-degree guarantee.
That's right.
Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for a man that did receive his paycheck this week, Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Robbie.
Let's finish this up because I got some shopping to do.
There you go.
We already covered Barbara Bush, but I do want to play one.
Enjoy it this month.
Stop.
When is my
I'm
turn?
I'm sorry. Just
next
kidding.
Month's
just
my
kidding.
Turn.
By the bonus show.
Please. Right. Barbara Bush, this is a really sweet tape. She did an interview with Larry King back in 1994 after they had left presidential office. And she talks about just how appreciative she is of her life. And I think this is really sweet.
I looked and the airplane went into the White House and a lot of things happened. The Pope, Arafat, met with Rabin. A lot of things happened. And I sat and watched the news. Darling Jessica Tandy died and Hume Cronin. And I thought, you know, I knew every single person or place that was on that television set, thanks to George Bush, with the exception of Arafat, and George did meet him this year, but every other person knew me, and I knew them.
Quite a life.
That's an amazing life, because I always knew that I was lucky and that life had been good to me, but I really remembered again how really good it had been. I love people. I really loved living in the White House, but I don't miss it at all.
Don't you miss what you love?
No. No, because I got more. We're having the best time you've ever known.
Pretty cool.
Listen to what she just did, okay? What she did in the hands of a less classy lady would appear to be name-dropping.
Mm-hmm.
She did it in such an honest,
genuine
And what's the word I'm looking for here?
She was what she was doing.
Unassuming,
setting the table.
Unassuming
for her husband, letting like opening that world and access to those people.
And she's sitting in front of the television as the first lady, and she's wide eyed. She's not going, "Yeah, this is no big deal."
No.
This is a woman who is comfortable in her own skin.
Very cool.
I love the tributes. Keep them coming. I want to know more about this wonderful lady. I'm really thrilled that she's getting this kind of a send off. I think it's terrific.
How old is George?
He's in his 90s too. And you know, I think a lot of people expected he would go first.
I thought so too.
In much worse shape. I said, I looked at my wife last night and I said, it won't be long.
No,
that's usually the way this type of thing happens. And I feel horrible for him. I wish that he had gone first, but you know, you realize how what a trooper she is, you never really knew how sick she was.
Right.
Because you always were paying attention to him, and it always seemed like she was taking care of him.
Yeah.
It's I'm just a very impressive lady. Really, really terrific.
Let's brighten the mood a little bit. Last night had another Jeopardy category where we got to hear Alex Trebek read pop lyrics.
Please.
Love this. Here's Rihanna, Meghan Trainor, Charlie Puth, and Lana Del Rey and LMFAO in the hands of the great Alex Trebek.
Learn. Hurting. Not to the ah, to the no. My name is no. My sign is no. My number is no. What are you doing to me? What are you doing, huh? What are you doing to me? What are you doing, huh? High tops in the summer. Don't be a bummer, babe. Don't be a bummer. Don't be a bummer. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah.
So to my ears, that required just a little augmentation. This is not from Jeopardy, but I think this sounds great.
Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle,
as you said, Mike, this is a stupid
that's
show.
Awesome.
with the Destiny's Child reunion at Coachella last weekend, I think a lot of people were searching out Destiny's Child stuff on YouTube, and this was trending. This comes from a Netherlands television show, I guess it would be a Dutch television show, called Toasted. T-O-A-Z-T-E-D. And Destiny's Child in 2001. I don't think they've had any marijuana cigarettes when they did this interview.
Suppose you could be an animal for one day. What would you pick?
An animal? Oh, that's hard. I know what I'd be. A whale.
Why?
I love whales.
A whale.
I love whales since I was a little girl.
She wants to touch one day.
I think I would be a bird.
Why?
Because they can fly. Not only can they fly, but they could travel all over the world. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to be a black panther.
Ooh.
Why sad, Michelle?
Because she's sexy.
So I can creep.
She's a black cat.
Through the wilderness. And I like when they walk, they step better than I do. They step
graceful.
With a stride. And
lions
graceful.
Are cool, too.
So when I walk out of here, I'm going to step like a Black Panther.
I'm going to write a song for Michelle called Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. And then they ate all the snacks in the world.
The funny part about that is Michelle fell off the stage during one of their performances, not at Coachella, but overall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
So
that's
as a Black Panther, maybe that's who she was channeling.
She should have been a bird.
Yes.
That would have helped.
Because they can fly.
Definitely baked.
Okay, so Dateline Indianapolis, a lady has a pet raccoon. That's not bad enough. The pet raccoon has gotten into her son's marijuana. And so what does she do? She takes the stoned raccoon to the firehouse. Don't know why. But this is actual radio chatter from the first responders in Indianapolis when the raccoon, the stoned raccoon, has been brought into the firehouse.
Apparently they have a pet raccoon that got into their mess.
Her speedway doesn't have anything, but prior to call across the hall and say that it was a raccoon that overdosed on somebody's heroin.
I'm sitting at one of the speedway firehouses. No pet raccoons are overdosing here.
Well, if they show up, you Narcaning.
Way too weird, I'm leaving.
10-4. Way too weird, I'm leaving. 10-4. Narc on the coon. Narc on that raccoon. And
that is scary.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I hate raccoons. They're vermin. I an OD and death I would have been okay with.
They freaked me out a little bit, too.
Well, they've got thumbs.
We had one pop across the fairway the other day when like right in front of us, and it kind of has its butt lifted up in the air
and
has that evil kind of prowling Halloween walk.
And the thing about a raccoon is if it allows itself to be seen, it's probably not right in the head.
Yeah,
so it's going
rabies.
To bite you and it's going to kill you. Remember, I spent my whole youth putting out radios to frighten them away. I hate me a raccoon boy. All right, let's close with this. Greensboro, North Carolina. They were hit by a tornado yesterday, and no one in this clip was hurt. But a gentleman, a young kid, his name is Anton Williams, was playing Fortnite. And that's a very popular video game. Robert is into Fortnite right now. And literally saw his neighbor's roof get pulled off their house.
I was sitting at home, and I was playing Fortnite, and all of a sudden, I just hear a bunch of noise, and I look out the window, and I start seeing the roof come off the houses in front of me, but then I sit back down, because I only got like a couple people left in my gang. I was going to try to finish the game, but then it just started getting worse, and then I start seeing the power lines come down, so I her, told my sister and my nephew to come to the bathroom. Honestly, I was just thinking about the game. But I was hoping everybody was okay around me.
Well, sure, you can hope. Hope the people are okay, but you don't want to.
I want to finish my game.
There was only a couple people left.
Classic kid.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, so that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great
day,
everybody.
Glad his roof didn't come off. Anyway, thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, what am I talking about? We got a brand new app. Updated.
It's
the PlayaPod app with Todd Moore. If you have not seen the Mike O'Mara Show brand new app,
Update your review.
Please give it a five-star review. This app, you are going to love it. If you haven't done it, slackers,
do it.
Get on it today. You're going to love this. Please, please, please check out our brand new PlayaPod app. Todd Moore has outdone himself. If you like getting this show, this is the easiest way to do it. You can bookmark it. You can do all sorts of stuff. Brand new features, easier use to get this show. And I am thrilled, and so are all the guys and our listeners that have tried it. They love it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.